The Aboriginal community has dealt with so many people putting definitions on top of them or making rules for them or making other people telling us who we are. It even comes down to being told, like, are you status? Like, are you an Indian by definition or are you not? Or did somebody give that up or was it taken away? Or, you know, there's all these conversations even around identity that is enshrined in policy and in law and in all of these things. And that's from like a policy point of view. But you can also talk about it from almost like a worth point of view. You know, are you worth more or worth less? Are you allowed in certain areas or are you not? All of these, as Indigenous people, we've had so much of our freedom just taken away in so many ways that I think that it's so interesting the impact that a good birth or that midwifery or a midwife can have in a community, because what it's doing is it's bringing that freedom back from the moment that child is born. So when you think about, even when you think about where somebody is born, if I think about the midwives at Six Nations and the incredible work that they're doing in welcoming children from that community onto their traditional land. That's really a very, just that statement in and of itself, that wasn't possible even 20 years ago in the same way. And here it is enshrined in this amazing place. And so you can say that about Six Nations, which you could say, okay, that's a reserve, that's their traditional land. But the fact of the matter is that we're in Toronto and this is traditional land as well. So so how do you recognize that this is a traditional place and that you're welcoming Indigenous children? I think that having a midwife there who recognizes that every birth is a ceremony and it has a potential for such a transformation of health and of well-being, then when you approach it in that way, the impact is almost like a ripple effect. So it might just be one birth that you're going to, but then, you know, the grandparents are hearing about it, the friends are hearing about it, the aunties and uncles are hearing about it, they're talking to their cousins who live out of town who are hearing about this amazing experience that they've had. And I think that one of the great things about being a midwife is that you can approach midwifery just as a job and as something you do and make great birth experiences and support people to have great birth experiences. But I think if you're an Aboriginal midwife and you start to think about or take on start thinking about your cultural roles, like what your role is from a cultural perspective, then you realize that actually you're not just juggling somebody's health and well-being, as in their blood pressure and how far apart are their contractions and when is this baby going to be here. You have the opportunity to also impact that person's feeling of self-worth, that baby's importance, that the acknowledgement of where that child comes from and who their family is. And I think you can have that impact has a much better, bigger effect on long-term outcomes than just somebody's blood pressure and how their baby is born.